We stand for the reading of the Holy Gospel. The Holy Gospel appointed for the baptism of our Lord and the first Sunday after the Epiphany of our Lord is taken from the Gospel of St. Matthew, the 3rd chapter, verses 13 through 17. Then Jesus came from Galilee to the Jordan to John to be baptized by him. John would have prevented him, saying, "I need to be baptized by you. And do you come to me?" But Jesus answered him, "Let it be so now, for thus it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness." Then he consented. And when Jesus was baptized, immediately he went up from the water. And behold, the heavens were opened to him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and coming to rest on him. And behold, a voice from heaven said, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased." This is the Gospel of the Lord. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, today you challenge us again to listen to the voice of God the Father coming down from heaven and saying, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased." Therefore, Father, empower us by your Holy Spirit to follow the example of Jesus, and to place all of our faith and trust in Jesus as our Messiah, the only one who is able to offer us the forgiveness of our sins and the great gift of eternal life. Yes, to also believe and accept Jesus as our own Messiah, who has come to be the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world. The only one chosen by God the Father himself to be the promised Messiah and Savior. "You are my Son, whom I love. With you I am well pleased." Now may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. The words for our meditation today is taken from the gospel lesson appointed for this Sunday, the Gospel of St. Matthew, the 3rd chapter, with special attention to verses 16 and 17. And when Jesus was baptized, immediately he went up from the water, and behold, the heavens were opened to him. And he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and coming to rest on him. And behold, a voice from heaven said, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased." This is the Word of God. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased." That is the message on this Sunday, as we celebrate not only the baptism of our Lord Jesus Christ, but also at the same time, the Epiphany of our Lord Jesus Christ, as we see and witness the light of God the Father revealed in all of His glory, splendor, and majesty through His Son, Jesus. "Yes, this is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased." In the Gospel of Mark, we read that the Father said, "You are my Son, whom I love. With you I am well pleased." So there's no question about the fact that God the Father was very pleased with His only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, whom He loved the very much. As Jesus was getting ready to begin His 3-year public and messianic ministry to preach and teach the good news of the kingdom of God, and to perform many miraculous signs and wonders, making the lame to walk, the blind to see, the deaf to hear, and the mute to speak again, to prove that He was indeed the one chosen by the Father to be the Messiah, as prophesied by the Old Testament prophets. The words we read from the prophet Isaiah in the Old Testament lesson for today. Behold my servant whom I uphold, my chosen. I have put my spirit upon him. Yes, 600 years before the birth of Jesus, as the Messiah, as the Christ, the prophet Isaiah already makes reference to him as the servant and as my chosen, the one who would later become the high priest to atone for the sins of the whole world. This became very clear in Isaiah chapter 53, where the prophet describes Jesus as the suffering servant. He was oppressed and afflicted, yet he did not open his mouth. And then John the Baptist himself, as he proclaims Jesus in the Gospel of John chapter 1 verse 21, as the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Yes, the baptism of our Lord Jesus Christ ushers in the beginning of his 3-year public ministry with the special anointing of the Holy Spirit. After having lived with his parents, Mary and Joseph, in Nazareth, the district of Galilee, until the age of 30, Jesus was now ready to become the Messiah. As a matter of fact, we read in the gospel lesson for today, then Jesus came to Galilee, to the Jordan, to be baptized by John. But at first, John hesitates and isn't quite sure what to do about it. And quite frankly, isn't ready to baptize Jesus. John replied immediately, saying to Jesus, I need to be baptized by you. And do you come to me? And what was Jesus' response to John? Let it be so now. For thus it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness. In other words, Jesus' baptism with the anointing of the Holy Spirit was necessary to fulfill all the messianic prophecies of the Old Testament in order that Jesus could then become the promised Messiah. And it was only after Jesus told John to go ahead with his baptism in order to fulfill all righteousness that John consented. Yes, it was then that John agreed to baptize Jesus, even though he was still very reluctant to do it. And that's precisely what happened. As it is clearly demonstrated at the baptism of our Lord Jesus, with the powerful voice of God coming down from heaven and the special anointing by the Holy Spirit as he descended upon him in the form of a dove. We read again in our text for today. And when Jesus was baptized, immediately he went up from the water. And behold, the heavens were opened to him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and coming to rest on him. And behold, a voice from heaven said, this is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Yes, Jesus was now ready to become the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. As a matter of fact, in the Gospel of Luke, Jesus made it very clear to all the people, and he makes it clear to us today. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach good news. In the book of Acts, Luke also writes, God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power. In other words, the Holy Spirit anointed Jesus in order to equip him for his 3-year public ministry as the divine and at the same time human Messiah, Son of God and Son of Man, the two natures of Jesus. The words we confessed again this morning in the Apostles' Creed, born of the Virgin Mary, conceived by the Holy Spirit. But unfortunately, right after Jesus' baptism, the people did not understand the purpose of His coming. That Jesus, as the Son of Man, did not come to be served, but to serve, and more importantly, give His life as a ransom for many. As a matter of fact, Jesus made it very clear, saying, I have come that they may have life and have it more abundantly. Jesus said to the people who were following Him, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall not hunger, and he who believes in me shall never thirst. I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall never walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. And yet it is interesting to note that they were looking for someone who would save them from the tyranny of Rome and from the imposition placed upon them by the religious leaders in Jerusalem. They were looking for someone who would become their new king of the Jews. And yet Jesus made it very clear from the very outset, not only to Pilate, the governor later on, but to all the people, my kingdom is not of this world. If it were, my servants would fight to prevent my arrest by the Jews. But now my kingdom is from another place. This is also made very clear in the Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 28 and 34, what Jesus had come to accomplish as the Messiah. The next day, John saw Jesus coming toward him and said, look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. This is the one I meant when I said, a man comes after me who has surpassed me because he was before me. I have seen and testify that this is the Son of God. Yes, this is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. This is my Son, whom I love. That is the message today as we celebrate the baptism of our Lord Jesus, but also at the same time the epiphany of our Lord Jesus Christ as we place all of our faith in Him as our own Messiah. Yes, as God the Father placed His Spirit upon Jesus on the day of His baptism, He also places His Spirit upon all of us here today as we believe in Him as our Messiah, the only one who is really able to forgive us of all of our sins and iniquities and the great gift of eternal life through faith in Him as our Savior. The words of St. John in his first letter, the blood of Jesus, His Son, cleanses us from all sins. Yes, God the Father sent His one and only Son, Jesus Christ, to become the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world in order to suffer and die on the cross in our place. even though you and I don't merit it, we don't deserve it. And yet He loves us and still forgives us of all of our sins. St. Paul says it eloquently. God made Jesus, who had no sin, to be with sin for us, so that in Him we might become the righteousness of God. That's precisely what Dr. Martin Luther writes in his small catechism, in the short explanation of the second article of the Apostles' Creed. I believe that Jesus Christ has redeemed me, a lost and condemned creature, purchased and won me from all sin, from death, and from the power of the devil. But Luther doesn't stop there, but goes on to say, not with gold or silver, but with His holy, precious, innocent blood and His suffering and death. And then Luther concludes saying, may be His own and live under Him in His kingdom and serve Him in everlasting righteousness, innocence, and blessedness. And then Luther says, this is most certainly true. Yes, may God the Father bless us and preserve us today through His Holy Spirit, as we also see with our own eyes and witness and testify to everyone around us that this Jesus that you and I worship this morning is indeed the Son of God and the Son of Man, the Messiah, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. The words of St. Paul in his letter to Titus, He saved us, not because of righteous things we have done, but because of His mercy. He saved us through the washing of rebirth and renewal by the Holy Spirit, whom He poured out on us generously through Jesus Christ, our Savior, so that having been justified by His grace, we might become heirs, having the hope of eternal life. May our prayer today be the words we sang in the hymn of the day. On Jordan's bank, the Baptist's cry announces that the Lord is nigh. Awake and hearken, for He brings glad tidings of the King of Kings. Yes, Jesus as the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Prince of Peace, the King of Israel. This is my beloved Son, whom I love. With Him, I am well pleased. May God bless us in our faith, in our trust, in our walk in Jesus as our own Messiah, our Savior. As we are again forgiven this morning of all of our sins and given that wonderful, beautiful gift of eternal life one day in the kingdom of heaven, when we will see Jesus face to our face and all of our loved ones who have preceded us in death. In Jesus' name and for Jesus' sake, amen. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the fellowship of His Holy Spirit be and abide with us all as we believe and accept that Jesus is the Messiah, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Amen.